This time on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Flurries.
Oh?
Of the Mick variety.
Haven't you people heard of washable mattress protectors?
When I thought of the future Dippin' Dots meant, I thought flying cars, not this.
How are they getting one before Idaho Falls?
Every good restaurant has wheels under it.
In this economy?
Well, especially in this economy.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Weekly Informal Infotainment, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Coming up on this episode, more about door-to-door salespeople coming to a home near you soon.
Maybe even yours, you know, because it's summer and all.
We assume. Our theory about why credit unions have enough money to sponsor all these venues. Comedian podcaster Theo Von is at another show. How much grandma is in a Grandma McFlurry?
Oh, no. Grandma got turned into a McFlurry.
How much does a family of four living in Idaho need to live comfortably? Mm-hmm. And we review the Tata towel. Here's one I bet the Generation Alphas haven't come up with yet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know that shitty, terrible Liberty Mutual jingle?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Where they just say Liberty four times?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I get it. They're like probably fourth in the insurance wars after what? State Farm.
Allstate.
Like a Geico. Good neighbor. Farmers. Dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm.
Geico, say 15%.
Yeah.
With the gecko.
Well, and honestly, that little gecko, you know, he's suave. So, you know, he could convince me to buy car insurance from him.
So I get it. They had to do something. Well, let's just have repetition to enforce the jingle.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that jingle.
Right.
I hate it so much I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
Usually when I loathe something, I just don't give it any attention or energy.
Right, right. Kind of like, have you ever heard this thing about poltergeists where if you acknowledge them, they can become more powerful and like mess with more stuff?
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feed into their energy.
Right. So yeah. You're taking the logical approach of not giving the poltergeist any more energy.
Usually.
Yeah. But this time you're letting it open cabinets and stuff.
I am.
Just slam them open, throw a few plates.
Because I'm angry. I'm so angry that I have, in my head, this lives rent-free in my head, and I'm angry about it.
Oh, wow.
I'm so angry that as I was driving down the road the other day, heard one of those commercials, turned off the radio, half an hour goes by.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens to me when a tune gets stuck in my head?
Oh, I know.
Massive hyperfixation.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
In fact, before I get to the point, Eric Wenstrom of the Teton Chamber Orchestra, who will be back in town on July 4th to do the little symphony before the fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Haven't talked to the guy in 2 years. Messages me out of the blue with the tune, but completely the wrong lyrics.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I said, so I call him and get him to sing it again. Okay, thanks, bye. That's how dudes are. It was 30 seconds.
Right.
2 years goes by.
Uh-huh.
30 seconds. Okay, bye. 30 minutes, I had it. It was Michael Penn, No Myth, a song from 1980. I was like, 80s or 90s? And he's like, I think it was 90s. It was released in 89, mm-hmm. charted in 90. And I sent him the link and he's like, that's it.
I love that so much. You know, and I've said before that you are basically my human Shazam.
Yeah.
Now, there was one song you could not help me out with.
Yeah? Do you remember what it was?
I do. It was Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd, and that's why you couldn't help me.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, first I ask you, because you're like in the same room as me, and I was like, do you remember what this riff is from? I know it's a Pink Floyd song. Can't remember which one, And you're like, no idea. So I had to call up my mom instead.
And I bet she got
it. Oh, she had it in 2 seconds.
Isn't her handle on TikTok Pink Floyd something?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. She loves Pink. She has a dog named Floyd.
Yes.
A girl dog named Floyd. She was so committed to the bit that she's like, I don't care the gender, this is gonna be Floyd.
If it's 70s classic rock, probably not for me.
That's fair.
But a lot of other things. So what happens is, best I can describe, like, I'll wake up with songs playing involuntarily in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Best I can describe it is, after 30 years in radio,
right,
I just, my mind involuntarily, without my permission,
mm-hmm.
these are intrusive thoughts we're talking about, will start to query databases
right
in my head. And go, this fits that.
Right. Yeah. You make those little patterns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I will involuntarily create a mashup in my head between Vanilla Ice, Ice, Ice Baby, and CNC Music Factory, Everybody Dance Now, where it goes, Ice, Ice Baby, Everybody dance now.
That's hot.
Because they're both about 116 BPM, I believe. Don't quote me on that.
Mm-hmm.
So half an hour later, after hearing the lame, terrible Liberty Mutual jingle, I start singing, skibbity, 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 skibbity.
How dare you? Man.
If you listen to last episode, you know what skibbity's about.
I cannot let those two little boys that I help out with hear you sing that, because if I do, I will never...
All day.
Every day. Every time I see them. Every 5 seconds. Yeah. Oh, that'd be the worst.
Terrible, unwelcome, and intrusive.
You know, if only you could play an instrument, you'd probably be quite the composer.
Yeah, can't.
You know?
No.
Oh, you poor musically illiterate person.
But I do love those videos. You've seen MJ, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, basically talk to an entire orchestra what he wants to hear.
Right. Uh-huh.
Or band.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just a Bieber video like that, too.
Yes.
Where he had this tune and the tempo in his head,
mm-hmm.
and he dictated to the orchestra, and he played it. That would be ultimate power, wouldn't
right,
it?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and now with, like, all the computer programs, can't you basically do that on GarageBand?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that wouldn't be that hard, especially where you have mics linked up to your computer. I feel like you can even, like, sing it and then, like, have that tune put into, like, drums and stuff.
I think you could.
I mean, if not with AI around now, like, that has to be the next thing.
Favorite account on the internet right now, and has been for months,
mm-hmm.
There I Ruined It.
I love There I Ruined It.
So good.
Right?
Like, I may not know shit from Shinola, from Shinedown, from Shaboozy, but...
right.
But he can combine all of those
mm-hmm.
and make a song. In fact, have you heard Shaboozy's tribute to Jaquan Tipsy, the bar song? It's just great.
Nope,
you have no idea who these people are.
No idea. Yep, sorry.
It's my jam today only.
Yeah. Well, and I've got like granny music taste, so like my Spotify is mostly Frank Sinatra radio.
Yeah.
You know.
Ooh, we're gonna get to grandma core.
Ooh, I'm so excited about that. I just heard about it, and it's like, okay, so like everyone's copying me now.
And McDonald's is in on it. We'll explain coming up.
I'm so excited about that, by the way.
So hit that like and subscribe. Let the algorithm know this is your jam. Find us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you're listening, watch. If you're watching, remember you can listen on the go, too.
Can we just get to Grandma Core right now?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's fun.
So here's the thing. This is basically just my life already. Like, I didn't really think it was any specific kind of core. I just was like, oh, nice traditional furniture that'll look good forever. That's also vintage and therefore a little cheaper because people don't want that anymore. They want that like mid-century modern stuff.
I want the IKEA, use it for 3 years, throw it away.
I know, you sick bastard.
And it's not real wood, so you can set drinks on it without coasters and wipe it off 3 weeks later.
Yeah, but you know, if you did like...
I know.
But real wood lasts so much longer. You buy it once, and then that is it for the rest of your life.
I don't want to make a commitment. That's too big of a commitment to furniture for me.
It's really not, because you can always sell it, you know, or just throw it out if you want to be a rat bastard.
And it's heavy.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that to my movers.
Well, you know what?
I take care of my movers.
But that's why you buy movers.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you get movers because you have heavy stuff. You don't do that if you have light IKEA furniture. That's what you have best friends for.
Right.
You know?
I wouldn't want to do that to my friends either. That's not worth a case of beer.
Well, that's pizza. IKEA furniture is worth friends.
Right.
If you have anything heavier than that and you ask your friends to do it, then you're a jerk.
If your friends know you, they're gonna and you're saying, can you help me move? They're going to say, no, I know what you have in your place.
Right, right. Well, and to be fair, most of my real wood is actually, they're kind of small pieces. You know, like even my secretary desk isn't particularly big.
Right.
You know?
It's okay.
Yeah. I love that thing.
So Grandma Core is an aesthetic on TikTok, especially with, mm-hmm. you know, what you knitting.
Yeah.
Sewing, cooking, baking,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, lots of like flowers and doilies and stuff like that.
And I wonder if McDonald's is going to try to capitalize on that with their new shake, the Grandma McFlurry.
Yeah, I heard about that. And I genuinely, I kid you not, I almost went and got one as soon as I read it because I was like, that sounds amazing.
So you remember their Grimace shake last summer, right?
I do.
I didn't have one. Did you have one?
I did. Mostly because I saw like a bunch of TikToks about it where they always ended in like a bunch of purple goo everywhere and people like lying in puddles and dead and stuff.
Okay.
Which... First off, it tastes like blueberry pie. It was super nice and pleasant. It was rich, but it wasn't like terribly rich, you know? And I don't know. I didn't really get the TikToks very much. Like, they made it seem like it was so terrible, but it was like quite delightful in my opinion.
Those Generation Alphas and their Dadaism and their surreal humor.
Yeah.
Kids these days. Anyway, the Grandma McFlurry is a sweet new treat that mixes syrup, vanilla ice cream, and crunchy candy pieces.
I've heard that it's Werther's.
Which is, yeah, McDonald's jokes is like grandma's favorite treat that she hid in her purse.
I love that.
What's that gotta be? It has to be Werther's.
It's gotta be. Especially as Werther's rule. Werther's are the best hard candy. Outside of maybe root beer barrels. I do love a root beer barrel.
Remember those Lifesavers cream ones?
The Cream Savers?
Yeah, those were
good. I literally have one in my purse right now. I kid you not.
I'm trying. Of course you do, Grandma.
My dad used to carry those around in his pocket all the time, and he'd especially make sure to load up before church so that he could keep me and Tyson quiet during the service. He would just, like, you know, every maybe 15 minutes just pull another one out and pass it down.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Have a Cream Saver.
Yeah, we couldn't make noise if we were sucking on candy.
Right.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Brilliant.
But yeah, now every time I have a Cream Saver, it reminds me of church. So I get really sleepy all of a sudden.
How did he unwrap them? Was he in ninja mode?
That's the beauty of it. You can just pop it from the bottom, and they're actually pretty quiet.
Oh.
You just sort of grab the bottom and squeeze. It'll come up the top, it's pretty quiet.
That'd be a great survey. If you can tell us in the comments, what's the go-to, what's the best church candy?
Ooh. Actually, yeah. I would love to know what IFAF listeners think is the best church candy.
The one that doesn't make too much noise.
Uh-huh.
The one that's not so obvious that you're chowing down.
Right.
I mean, I guess gum. But
gum isn't bad, but then people can see you chewing it.
Right. And sometimes, have you ever had that accidental bubble you get?
Right.
You're trying to chew gum on the down low, and then it snaps on you and gives away your position.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the monsters come out from under your bed.
Now, I love gum.
And the preacher looks at you.
Yeah, right? They're like, you shouldn't be doing that in church. Well, and not only that, too, but you also have to have a candy that goes well with any sacrament. You know, especially depending on what church you're in.
What pairs with wine and crackers?
Yeah, right? I would
maybe
say...
little bits of cheese.
You know what? I do think that Cream Savers would be okay, because they're fruity and creamy. Mm. So, you know, it's like a little charcuterie once you have that wine and cracker. And you know I love a charcuterie.
Church-cootery.
Church-cootery. There we go.
Or is that something else?
Now, I was raised LDS, so we did water and...
Okay.
We did water and bread.
Water and wafers?
No wafers, just bread.
Oh.
Yeah, they would like...
Leavened bread?
No, normal, like, bought it from the grocery store bread.
Yeah.
The whole
point of...
Sorry, you're right. I was thinking unleavened, but you're right. It was leavened bread.
Maybe I'm in a different Judeo-Christian world. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really get how they justified it either.
Yeah, but right.
They would do a blessing over it to make it... the right bread.
I mean, so he did say, this is my bread and this is take and eat of it and stuff.
This is my body.
This is my body. This bread is my body. The body's the bread.
Yeah.
Let's get this bread.
Yeah. But it was always a treat when they had like potato bread instead of the regular white bread. You know, I love potato bread. It's just good.
So anyway, this new Grandma McFlurry, rumor has it, is butterscotch flavored.
That sounds so good.
Like a Werther's original. Gotta try it.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, after that butter beer in Universal, honestly, I've been kind of on a butterscotch kick. You know, so now they have butterscotch dilly bars, and you know I love a dilly bar. Mm. Ooh, I would fight someone for a dilly bar.
Butterscotch dilly bars for a minute.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, they used to, and then they discontinued them for a minute and then brought them back. Yeah, we might have to cut this if I'm wrong, but I think I'm right.
They're scrump dilly-ish. That's all I know.
I love dillies. They're so good.
We were just bitching about the price of McDonald's last episode, and I've seen the graph. I believe McDonald's is the worst offender in the last 10 years when it comes to hiking up their prices.
Really?
And they used to be known for value.
Yeah. Even more than Arctic Circle, though?
I don't know if they... Arctic Circle isn't a national or global
chain,
to be fair,
Arctic Circle's always been a little bit expensive.
Okay.
You know, because they do seafood and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I went there the other day and I spent like $30 on a meal for two.
Man.
I did get like two sides. Ooh, including their mushrooms and white sauce. So good.
And they stiffed you on the white sauce, though.
Yes. What? I know.
What is even in the white sauce?
I want to know. You know what? We'll have to go get some...
But this is corporate America, right? You push it and push the price until consumers say, you know, give you the bird. mm-hmm. is what I'm doing underneath the camera right yeah, now. Right. The double bird.
Yeah.
Oh, I've even heard of the triple bird. Let's see if I can remember how to do that.
Hang on. There you go.
Is that it?
I think that would be it. Yeah. Because you've got a finger on each side, and that's really all that constitutes the bird.
Right.
You know?
I think, hang on. Wait. And then you, oh, no, you got to do the middle.
Yeah.
And then, I still didn't do, that hurts. That's almost as hard to do as the live long and prosper.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the two and the pink one and the sting.
The shaka. Or the blood sign that we've attempted to do on the show before, but.
Yeah, the one that we're too Idahoan to do.
Yes, that one. Speaking of Idaho, can you guess how much it costs a family of four, mom and a dad, mm-hmm. or two primary breadwinners, both working, by the way, mm-hmm. And two kids?
Well, okay, so I've heard that statistic before where, like, money doesn't buy happiness, but apparently, like, if you get to $75,000 a year, that's supposed to be, like, the peak amount of happiness that you can get from money before after that it stays neutral or even declines.
Right. There's a point of diminishing return after $75,000 a year. Right.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would assume that would be about there. Maybe with the rising house prices, I'd say like $100,000.
And you remember the CEO in Seattle that started just paying his entire staff $75,000 a year. And that right. was, I want to say 10 or more years ago.
Well, you know, though, okay. I was actually just thinking about this today. I lived in a 2-bedroom apartment, I want to say only like 5 or 6 years ago, that was only $600. Uh-huh. And it was a nice apartment, you know, really big, had a patio, pet friendly, all that stuff. And now for something similar to that, you're looking at like probably $1,200 or $1,400.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's been astronomical. Mm-hmm. I hear that apartment rent has actually gone down this year a little bit just because of all the apartments that are springing up. You've seen them. We passed the corner of 49th and St. Clair the other day.
Right, yeah.
Oh, on the way to the monster trucks, which we'll also talk about. But the cost of living for a family of four to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And let's define that first real quick. Have you heard about the 50-30-20 rule?
Oh, okay. So
I don't know if it's a Dave Ramsey concept or, but it's pretty common now.
I know the 30 is housing, right?
No, 50. Well, yes, you should only be spending about 30%, about 30% mm-hmm. of, is it gross or net? One of those.
I would think net.
28 to 33 gross or net, give mm-hmm. or take a little bit on housing.
Right.
And that should also include like your utilities and stuff.
Right.
Which is, you know, but now with streaming, we're paying just as much, if not more, mm-hmm. than we were paying for cable.
Yeah.
That's beside the point. The 50-30-20 rule is basically you spend 50% of your income on necessities.
Okay.
Which are food, clothing, shelter. Mm-hmm. And to that, I always add transportation and communication.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I definitely and add climate control under shelter.
Right, right.
You might hear, this is our first episode where the AC is running almost nonstop, by the way, to keep this IFAF studio a comfy 69 degrees, mm-hmm. like we like it. Like we really seriously, nice. Yeah, not just because of that number and we're children, but because that's about what works and keeps us from mm-hmm. melting in here.
Right.
But the 50% goes to necessities, mm-hmm. 30% goes to discretionary income.
Okay.
Where do you want to go eat tonight?
Yeah, some fun.
Do we want to go to Lagoon this summer?
Mm-hmm.
And 20% to savings.
Right.
So with that in mind, how much does a family of four living in Idaho need to live comfortably? The answer is $211,000 a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. For just two kids, and most people around here have like 4 or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes, man.
That's significant. That was a shocker to me. Speaking of shocker.
Yeah. You want to know what the lowest is?
Yeah.
Mississippi.
That makes sense.
It does. Yeah. That's always been one of the poorest states in the entire union anyway, with some of the worst schools too. Bummer. And I think that theirs is 178.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a friend who loves the Instagram account of Cheap Old Houses.
Right. I love that one too.
And a lot of them are in the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would live in the South if I could buy a big, beautiful home. Buy a
nice antebellum mansion for, you know.
Ooh, but then think of all the ghosts. Yeah. Like, speaking of poltergeists, that's going to have some poltergeists.
Putting your energy into the
trans-dimensional
beings.
Yeah.
And then what's the highest?
The highest is Massachusetts.
Okay.
At 301, I believe.
Okay, so 178's the lowest. Mm-hmm. Idaho's 211. Massachusetts 301.
Yeah.
I guess.
What's that? And I mean, Massachusetts being that high makes sense because that's where all of the politicians are.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's right next to D.C.
Right.
Of course it's going to be that much, but.
It's very Ivy League.
It sort of makes you.
Vacation in the Hamptons.
I think it's very eye-opening that that happens to be the most expensive state. And I think it tells you a little bit about where money is going, where maybe it shouldn't be going, whatever.
Okay. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, so kind of crazy. And, you know, at least we're further down than that. But yeah, considering that Idaho has never been like a really big metropolitan area, I'm a little surprised by how close it is to places like, you know, California and stuff, which is still quite a bit more, but you know,
Idaho Falls used to be slightly famous for affordability,
right?
And also not paying people very well, but
sure, but you didn't have to because it was affordable.
Now it seems like every other American town that's stressed out.
Yeah, right. Well, and it's kind of funny because back when I was in history class in high school, we were talking about the Great Depression and how Idaho actually did okay. Like, they didn't really fall into as bad of a situation as most of the other states because they were relatively self-sufficient and stuff like that.
You know, and that sort of happened during the Great Recession, too.
Right. Like, there was definitely some, but it wasn't terrible.
It hit some people, like mm-hmm. on the East Coast. Right in 08 when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really hit us till 2010.
Right.
And even then, not as hard because of our mm-hmm. major employers in the area.
Right.
The INL.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how we're a lot agricultural around here.
So it's sort of weird to see Idaho falling into the same line as everyone else is when before we were sort of an exception.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people live here because of the quality of life we used to be able to afford.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that's changing a little bit. Unless you bought a home in 2012. In that case, good for you.
Yeah, right?
But this may be a good time to mention that my buddy Todd Wood at Idaho Falls Rescue Mission posted a list of immediate needs.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to these. And by the way, link in post if you feel like donating. Meat. They need meat. Beef, game, chicken, fish.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee. Chicken noodle soup, canned fruit, canned chili, canned corn, canned green beans, men's underwear, new and sealed, please.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are doing okay, that's one of my favorite charities, the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission. They do great work.
They really do. You know, and back when I worked in retail, I was manager of a little shop, and we would do this thing every year where we would match every pair of socks sold with a pair of socks donated, and that was the charity that I chose to send the donated socks to.
Cool.
Well, especially because I feel like men's shelters get kind of shafted a lot.
I have actually heard that, yeah.
Yeah, which sucks because they're people too, and they also need help. But
yeah, like sometimes men in need don't play on the heartstrings as much as women and children.
Right.
It's just that way, you know, especially like at Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, when you want to buy a Christmas gift to someone in need at Christmas, you want it to be a kid's toy and not men's socks.
Exactly. Yep.
Here we go with the follow-ups. Last episode, one of the big questions was, do door-to-door salespeople have to get fingerprinted?
Uh-huh.
The answer is yes.
Good.
I looked into this a little bit. In order to get a solicitation permit,
mm-hmm.
you got to... You know, give them your info, get fingerprinted,
huh.
and pay for the badge, too.
Uh-huh.
So it's about $75 to get a permit.
I would say that missionaries count as solicitors, right?
I don't know. Do religious organizations get the exemption?
Huh.
That's something I...
They shouldn't.
I don't think that counts.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, say, a realtor in a neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and you want to go and introduce yourself to all your neighbors...
Right.
And also give them a card, does that count? I'm not sure that counts. Because you're not selling them anything right then and there.
Right. Right. I don't know. That probably doesn't count. I feel like the missionaries, though, that is something that you should need some kind of license for, just because it'd be so easy for someone to impersonate them and then, you know, put someone else at danger.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, I'm just saying, if Ted Bundy decided to dress up as a missionary...
You just need to go to Farrell's.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be that hard. You know?
Or that t-shirt that I wore a few episodes ago.
Yeah, if you move quick, they won't even notice.
But there are some other rules that I thought people ought to know about regarding door-to-door solicitors, door-to-door mm-hmm. salespeople. They have to be wearing their permit.
Okay, good.
Visibly.
Really?
Last episode, I think I said you can ask for it.
Oh, okay.
Certainly, if they're not wearing it, you can ask for it.
Yeah.
They have to only do it between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Mm.
Not on a Sunday or any legal holiday.
Right.
And they're not allowed to knock on the door that says no solicitation.
Good.
And that's why I got so mad at the cleaning guy that came to my place, because I had the, it was right there.
Mm.
They know the rules. They read them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have to take a test.
Well, but that's true.
If you don't want any solicitors, you can put a no soliciting sign on your door or anywhere visible. I've seen them on a stand outside the door.
Right.
And then, you know, you can also be funny about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we found Jesus. We have an insurance company we like, you know, we don't need solar panels, whatever.
Right. The one that I've seen that I love is no solicitation except tamale lady.
Right.
And that one's all caps. Right. And honestly, that is the sign I would have.
Have you heard we're getting a new tamale restaurant in downtown Idaho Falls?
Oh, really?
Looks like it's called Tamales Inc.
Oh.
I don't know when they're opening.
Okay. Honestly, maybe though, genius.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like... There's not really an establishment you can go to just get tamales, except for some grocery stores. And honestly, the ones there suck, you know?
Well, yeah. You and I have a mutual tamale lady.
Yes. And she's amazing.
Mary Jane. Yeah. And we've talked about how she uses, I think, white corn masa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little more, I don't know, palatable to the American, to the gringo in me. But she stuffs it full of the protein.
It's not
just mostly masa and a little.
Yeah. A little sliver of filling. Yeah.
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 It's a lot, man.
Man. I really hope that they have rajas tamales because those are my favorite. Basically, it's just peppers and cheese.
Mm.
Yeah. But oh, it's so good.
Sounds delicious.
It is delicious. Either way, I'm looking forward to it. I would give them a try.
Another follow up. Why are credit unions buying all the venues? We've talked about the Mountain America Center, the MAC, as we call it, because we can, because we don't do promotions with them.
I mean, I can do it here, but not at my radio
Your gig. Program director will be up your butt.
Yeah, I'd get in trouble.
Holt Arena is now the ICCU Arena. Civic Auditorium is now the Frontier Center for the Performing Arts. Let's bookmark that.
Right.
And, of course, Hillcrest Stadium is now the Westmark Credit Union Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So my big question was, are we giving the credit unions too much of our money?
Right.
Listener Don sent a screenshot of Section 122 of the Federal Credit Union Act, which states credit unions are exempt from all taxes, except for local real property and personal property taxes.
Hmm.
Huh.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Much like a religious organization, they don't have to pay taxes. So they're flush with cash, and that's why they're sponsoring venues. Now, look. I'm not complaining because without their influx of cash, Hillcrest might not have a new stadium.
That's true.
And the Frontier Center for the Performing Arts might still be the Civic Auditorium and might not be getting, while we're bringing this up, take a look at these artist renderings of what the new facade and the new lobby of the Idaho Falls Civic Auditorium, of the Frontier Center for the Performing Arts will look like. Pretty cool, huh?
It is pretty cool. So I've mentioned that my dad runs this place, and he has a lot of opinions on it. One thing that I think the designers of this should keep in mind, if any of them are listening, which I doubt, but I hope you are, is the person who's there every day has some really good insight that might help with your design in a way that you might not think of.
Right.
Like
the person who has arranged and accommodated and help produce, like, every show that's been there in the last 10?
Oh.
20?
At least 20.
Years?
More like 30.
Might have some good feedback there.
Yeah.
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 So the Civic Auditorium was built in 1952.
Right.
It's been 72 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 years younger than the water tower.
Wow. Wild to think of.
So it's time for an upgrade, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
My big question is it the Frontier Center for the Performing Arts? Or just Frontier Center for Performing Arts.
Right.
And you know how much I hate inconsistent branding, even with the word the, Mike? Yes.
Yeah, it's still important.
What do you want people to call it? Everywhere. City of Idaho Falls website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Because it's owned by the City of Idaho Falls, right? But Idaho Falls Arts Council, they all call it the Frontier Center for the Performing Arts.
Right.
But I swear that they didn't have enough room on the sign, and so it says Frontier Center for Performing Arts.
I know.
Listen, people. Call it the thing everywhere. Here's another example. Mm-hmm. You know the Eastern Idaho State Fair?
Right. Uh-huh.
You go to walk in the main gate of the Eastern Idaho State Fair. Mm-hmm. And what does the sign say?
Yeah, doesn't it say East Idaho State Fair?
It sure does.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they just couldn't afford those last three letters way right. back in the day and just haven't fixed it, or if that's what it was called back in the day. Mm-hmm. Fix it.
I wonder if so many I wonder if so many people started calling it the Eastern Idaho State Fair that they just rolled with it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, instead of East Idaho State Fair.
Think about it now. Think about the shape of Idaho.
Yeah.
The L on my forehead. There is no Northeastern Idaho.
Yeah.
And I know it might not even be grammatically correct to say East Idaho, but then there was East and West Germany, right? Like it's just so much easier, I think, mm-hmm. to say East. I think they should go back to calling it the East Idaho State Fair, if indeed it was ever called that.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Well, it's faster, it's easier. And, you know, I feel like just in general, it's going to fit on so many more branding opportunities than Eastern.
Yeah.
You know, like just getting the font right would be so much easier. Yeah. So.
Speaking of Blackfoot, did you know that they're repaving the road? And we don't know if this is going to happen in the next 90 days before the fair. But the city of Blackfoot received the Idaho Community Development Block Grant for downtown revitalization for $500,000.
Oh, nice.
Which will be used to bring North Broadway Street up to current standards.
Oh, good.
You know, the street in front of the fairgrounds that is the most popular street in Blackfoot for 9 days out of the year.
Right, right.
So I don't know if they'll get that done during summer construction season.
I wonder if they'll add some parking, too.
That would be great.
That would be so great.
Unless you're one of the people that live near the fairgrounds in Blackfoot and open up your lawn to the general public for 10 bucks a pop.
I mean, it's a way to make money.
Yeah.
Well, and honestly, that's probably the only way that living that close to the fairgrounds would even be bearable. Yeah. Is at least you know you're going to get a little payout from it.
Tolerate people parking on your lawn, walking across your lawn, as long as you're getting a little bit of scratch.
Well, and that's the thing. You're already going to have to deal with way too many people, way too much traffic, all the noise, all the lights, all the BS around the fair.
Oh, yeah. Till like midnight.
Right.
Yeah. You're not getting any.
So, I wonder. Yeah. So at the very least, you should have the opportunity to capitalize on it.
Right.
You know?
Oh, and while we're talking about other cities, Rexburg. Live in Rexburg? Want to enjoy an adult beverage? Cafe Sabor is now serving beer and wine.
Wow. That's so off-brand for anything in Rexburg ever.
That's what we're hearing. Well, they're also getting a Starbucks and a Dutch Bros.
Wow.
And a rumor apparently has been confirmed. The building behind the McDonald's on University will be a Chipotle.
Oh.
How are they getting one before Idaho Falls? I'm so angry.
It's the college students.
I guess.
Yeah. And to be fair, like, since they're, you know, usually... Since their tuition is lower, they have a little bit more money to spend.
Well, and since Chipotle messed up so badly by bringing one to Pocatello.
Right.
And then having it fail, like I knew it would.
Yeah.
Come to us for your market research information, like we've discussed before on this show.
Yeah.
We can tell you what'll work and what won't work here.
Like the fact that they haven't changed the Sweeto burrito into a Chipotle by now is insane to
me. Come on.
Yeah.
What's it going to be? Another chicken restaurant, I guess.
Yeah. Which right. also, we don't need any more fried chicken places.
Now, those are rumors about Rexburg. I haven't confirmed them. I haven't called the city and asked to pull permits and stuff.
Right.
We just tell you what we've seen and heard.
Yeah.
Last follow-up, we talked last week about the Bonneville County Courthouse and the surprise swastika that's there.
Right.
And I looked closer at the picture, by the way. And yeah, what they've done is they've taken some of the tiles and painted over them in white.
Right.
But I think the high traffic one kind of just... It rubs off, and there it is.
Probably, yeah.
Before swastikas were bad in 1921. Anyway, I didn't realize this, but the Bonneville County Courthouse had a big 100th celebration. Saturday, the Idaho Falls Symphony was there, and so were the Bonneville High School Ballroom Dance Team people.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
And there were light refreshments. So even though it was built in 21, it may not have been dedicated for another...
A couple years, yeah.
3 years.
That's pretty common, I think.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Happy 100th, Bonneville County Courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and also, speaking of the courthouse, so you know how I got summoned for jury duty, and I finally got scheduled, and I was so excited... My trial got canceled.
Oh.
I was so bummed. And like the crummy thing too, so I got a text message for it too, which is surreal, but also really handy and convenient. And I do appreciate it, but it just seems weird to get such official information from a text message.
Yeah.
But it even said like, oh, your trial's been canceled. Also, your term is over. Have a nice day, basically. And I was like, Man, sorry. I don't even have a chance.
I think you're the only person I know who would want to go do that.
I want to do it so bad. Yeah. I feel like it'd be just a really interesting experience. And you know how much I love true crime.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would give me a lot more insight to, like, you know, some of the trial aspects of true crime stuff. Because I feel like there are lots of times when you sort of question, like, how did that happen? For example, OJ.
Yeah.
You know? Right. And I kind of want to know, like, how does that happen?
It's because Johnny Cochran could write a quick, witty, pithy poem.
Yeah. Honestly.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it rhymes, that gets stuck in people's heads.
It does. Yeah. It does.
Want to tell you about our friends at Virgin River Land and Cattle Company. You want to experience locally raised, locally butchered beef? And know that that ground beef is one cow, like we talked about last episode.
Right. How nice is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And starting this year in 2024, you can actually buy in smaller orders by the pound.
Right. Roasts, ground beef, or steaks in various cuts. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't exclusively get our beef from Virgin River Land and Cattle Company. We're not that spoiled yet. But when it's a Virgin River night, we know it. Like, mm-hmm. like sometimes we'll go to, I don't know, Sam's, Winco.
Yeah, Brolam's, wherever we got to go. Usually it's when we're in a pinch and we've already worked through all of the Virgin River.
Whenever the person who didn't cook looks at the cook and says, is this what I think it is?
Oh, yeah, it's always Virgin River.
Virgin River proudly ships to five states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada.
Ooh, so we're part of an exclusive club.
Yeah, find them on Facebook and drop the promo code IFAF to save 15%. And are you in charge of planning a wedding or an event this summer and you're panicking now because it's almost too late to put it all together?
Weddings sneak up on you. You always think that you're going to have all this time to put all this stuff together and you'll have all this time to go out and buy each individual piece and pick everything out. And no, you never do.
Yeah, even if you have the perfect Pinterest board with all your ideas on mm-hmm. it that you've been working on maybe for years,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the last minute, you do have some friends that can help you out. Autumn at DIY Wedding and Event Rentals.
Not to mention that adorable drink trailer that they've got. Great for any event. And it's just so handy to have everything all in one place. You can fill it with whatever you want.
DIY Wedding and Event Rentals will turn your dream event into a dazzling reality. Call or text 208-403-2040 today. 208-403-2040 today. Items are renting fast for the summer. Use promo code IFAF and save 15%.
Yeah, I went to the farmer's market on Saturday too, and it was packed, you know, and I just sort of assumed it was because of the farmer's market. But then, of course, you reminded me of all the other stuff going on, like the courthouse thing, the circus that was in town, apparently, too.
Yeah, as I understand, a lot of traffic.
So much.
A lot of people.
Impossible to find parking, which sucked so bad. I felt like I got there pretty early. At least by my standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got there at like 11:30-ish, something okay. like that, which I thought was pretty good. But even despite that, all of the stuff that I wanted was already sold out. I was so bummed.
Yeah, you've been trying to, still didn't get quail eggs, still didn't get...
I wanted goat's milk.
Goat's too. Milk.
Mm-hmm.
And that Chevre you love so much.
Yeah, and my dill Chevre. I know, I was so bummed.
It is delicious. Yeah,
it's so good. But I did get a dill butter this time, which I'm really excited to try.
Okay.
I still haven't yet.
And you got to see your friends at, what's the name of the place?
Oh, Sabor de Corazón.
Okay.
It's the flavor of the heart.
Okay.
Yeah. So cool thing is, these are the same folks that own Calacas, the little...
been there a couple times. Yeah,
the little grill and bar over on the North Gate Mile.
For you Idaho Falls natives, it's the old Sneakers.
Yes. Yeah.
Hasn't been Sneakers or Sneakers 2 in years.
I think it was Sports Bar. It was like called the Sports Bar for a second, okay. too. Yeah, yeah, it's been all kinds of
But Calacas is great.
And they've stuck around for a while, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and their food has been top-notch since they opened. But man, on that food truck, again, every good restaurant has wheels under it. Like, I don't know, because I'm pretty sure it's the exact same food, whether you go in there or go into the taco truck.
Yeah.
But it's just better on the taco truck, man.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, super delicious. If you have a chance, you should absolutely go in and try them out because, you know, it's always great to support local and it's good, authentic food.
And a reminder, even though the Idaho Falls Farmers Market has just started, you know, it's May through October.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in May. Remember, the Wednesday night Idaho Falls Farmers Market will be in Ammon, June through August.
Oh, which I'm so excited about.
So, yeah, every Wednesday night, 5 to 9, right? Yeah, 5 to 9
mm-hmm.
at McCowan Park in Ammon, June, July, and August.
The one stand that, of course, did not disappoint me, because they never do, because they're the best, is Lark's Meadow Farms. Our buddy Ken works there.
Yes.
He's such a sweetheart, him and his kiddos. And every single time, they have the best cheese. Specifically, it's artisanal raw milk cheese, which I think is really cool. Okay. This time, he had a Gouda, which Gouda is my favorite.
You love that?
I love a Gouda, and it was just creamy and delicious. I ate like half the block on my way home. It was bad.
It's sort of a long table. They've got bread on one end, bread mm-hmm. and cookies, mm-hmm. and then the cheese on the other, and they always have good samples too.
Yes, they do.
Well, I'm going to mm-hmm. try this one. Ooh, let me try this one. Mm, mm-hmm. How about this one?
You know, they have this one pizza bread that is just so stinking good. Oh, where like when you cut into it, dog. It's like cheese and pepperoni and stuff. Oh my goodness. Like you don't even have to put anything on it. It's already good to go.
Oh man.
You know?
That and some garlic butter.
Mm-hmm. Now, my personal favorite is their dill cottage cheese bread, just because I feel like it goes with everything, and I just love the dill in it. I'm a dill kind of gal, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But especially with that dill chevre, oh, that is a match made in heaven.
You like your dill and your dilly bars.
I do. It's true. It's a big dill.
Yeah! One of these days, we're going to get into how Idaho Fallsians sort of take the syllable and soften it down one.
They do.
Instead of saying sale, they say sell.
Uh-huh.
Instead of saying deal, they say dill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Kind of funny. But anyway, I just love those guys. I wanted to give them a shout out because if you haven't been, you absolutely should. It's a big yellow tent that says artisanal bread and cheese. Again, that's Lark's Meadow Farms.
Oh, and a quick note, Theo Vaughn.
Yes.
Remember, he booked a gig at the Mountain America Center on June 29th.
Uh-huh.
He's in Boise June 28th. Well, he's just added a second. This is how starved for entertainment Idaho Falls is.
Uh-huh.
He's added a second show June 27th now.
Oh, wow.
Tickets on sale, theovon.com, link in post. But yeah, I'm glad to see that because I think I talked positively about him a few episodes ago when we first mentioned this. You know, he's a funny dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's relatable. You know, he's got, mm-hmm. He might be trying to bring the mullet back a little bit. We'll see.
Who doesn't mind that, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Man, even just the other day at that Monster Truck Rally, I saw a couple of folks rocking the mullet, but I don't think they ever really went out of style for them.
Right.
Yeah.
I just think it's cool that Idaho Falls and surrounding areas, of course, are able to support not just one show at the Mountain America Center, but two.
Right.
Sort of two. You mentioned your dad has been in the venue business for decades in Idaho Falls. To his point, they should have made it bigger.
They should have. Yep. It's crazy to think, huh?
That's so cool
mm-hmm.
that this big thing has come along and it's getting supported.
Yeah.
Love seeing that.
Always good to see.
So speaking of the monster trucks, that was kind of a fun surprise.
Yeah, right? I mean, I've been to a monster truck show a couple of times already, you know, and I feel like it's always got really good energy around it, which is fun. This one I thought was really neat. I thought the kid that was only 10 years old performing was a really cool
Insaniac?
Little guy. Yeah, the Insaniac. Yeah.
I loved the branding. There was Bigfoot and there was Rat Attack.
Yes.
And I'm trying to remember the others.
Controlled Chaos. And the last one that I can never remember.
Well, maybe he needs to work on his branding. But but it was the last time I saw a monster truck show, I think, was 20 years ago in the Delta Center when it was the Delta Center the first time.
Right.
So seeing it outdoors at Sandy Downs, even though the wind that day, do you remember the wind last Friday?
The wind was terrible all day.
It was Friday and Saturday. We went Friday night.
Mm-hmm. I saw many a kite stuck in a tree that day.
And
R.I.P. to all those kites.
I messaged Carly and I said, does going to a place called Sandy Downs where monster trucks are going to be kicking up the sand in, you know, gale force winds, 60 mile an hour winds, I think we had, sound like a good idea to you? And she's like, well, let's just go and see.
Yeah.
So we did. And the grandstand really sort of protected us from that wind.
And thankfully, it was like right at sunset. Right before sunset when they started, started the show. So the wind had already died down a little. And honestly, I thought that in the grandstands where we were, it was the perfect amount of breeze.
It was really nice. Mm-hmm. The grandstand was packed. And then they had two other, I don't know, stands that they break out for large events.
Right.
Those were full too. It was, and listen to this. We'll play you a little clip. I will tell you in advance, the sound doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, you could hear it thrumming in your chest.
Yeah, there's no bass on this, but listen.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool. The Monster Truck Insanity Tour is in their 10th year. Mm-hmm. Fun to see. Fun to get some Dippin' Dots.
Yes. Who doesn't love a Dippin' Dot? The ice cream of the future.
Is it still? Because they came along in 1988.
I know, right?
And I think shortly thereafter, I had some Dippin' Dots. I think it was Lagoon.
Oh, yeah.
Where I had my first ones.
Oh, that's where I had them, too.
Okay.
That was the only place you could get them back in the day, at least around these parts.
Are Dippin' Dots still the ice cream of the future?
I mean, I know that's still their mantra, but...
No one else is doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I think
it works.
I felt very 2024 eating those.
Yeah.
I was like, man, in 1989, they were right about this.
Uh-huh. You know, I actually saw a really funny post the other day about Dippin' Dots and their slogan. It went something along the lines of, when I thought of the future Dippin' Dots meant, I thought flying cars, not this shit.
True.
Yeah. Which I thought was funny.
Dippin' Dots should be eaten in a flying taxi in Dubai.
Right. You know? I think so too. Especially because then when you hit a little turbulence, those little frozen balls are so frozen that you've got a second to pick them all up before they melt into the carpet.
Yeah. The 5-second rule on Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. I ended up dropping a couple Dippin' Dots on my shirt while we were there, and I was able to shake them off before they left a mark. Except for the one that got caught in my jacket. That one left a mark.
Oh, no.
But that was it.
The Monster Truck Insanity Tour in their 10th year. You are IFAF this week. Crisp high five. 21 finger gun salute.
Pew, pew.
And chef's kiss.
To you.
Monster Trucks. Trucks.
For all the chest vibrating, ear ringing sound.
Teeth rattling, bone crushing. Isn't Bone Crusher one of them?
I think Bone Crusher was one of them.
Anyway.
I don't remember. I'm the worst.
There's another, if you like car noises, there's another one coming at, not Monster Trucks, but the All-American Throwdown Dirt Drag Racing Nationals.
Ooh, I do love a drag race.
Saturday, June 22nd, 7 p.m.
But usually a different kind of drag race. Kidding.
Spoons in their mouths and Easter eggs.
Oh, no, I mean like drag queens.
Yes, with spoons in their mouths and Easter eggs.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
I don't know why I pictured that kind of, or a three-legged race, tie their middle one together.
Okay, that's actually a great idea.
A potato sack race.
Yes. Oh my gosh, they could decorate the potato sacks too. There would be so many rhinestones.
I don't know if I said Lincoln Post for the All-American Throwdown Dirt Drag Racing Nationals. Mm-hmm. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. Or whatever.
Right.
So I don't know what to think of this next one. Maybe you can be the judge if you're watching instead of listening. This was posted on a Facebook group. It's a used mattress.
Okay. Already not off to a great start.
It's a gross looking used twin mattress with not just one or two, but I would say several significant stains. Now, when you think of a stained mattress, what do you think of, Carly?
I mean, there's only about three things that I usually think of.
I mean,
and that's usually pee, blood, or ejaculate.
I didn't think of that one.
Yeah.
Usually when I think of hotel rooms, I think of that.
Sure, that too. Yeah, it does tend to stay topical. But also, have you seen this trend of like young men who don't have bed frames or fitted sheets? It's just a mattress on the floor with like a flat pillow and a blanket that's too small for their whole body?
In this economy?
Well, especially in this economy.
Right. Oh, jeez. Yeah, no, I have
you not. You know, some young men out on their own for the first time, their standards are just so low for themselves.
Well, yeah, I've seen the memes where it's like some dudes think this is okay. And it's a TV on cinder blocks.
Yes.
I mean, that was my first apartment.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know?
And then the guy gets a girlfriend and he's like, y'all just live like this? Like, this is so nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I would say it would behoove some men to allow themselves to become domesticated.
Right.
But guys, yeah, like, it's okay to sit down to pee.
Right. But like their girlfriend will bring over like a fitted sheet and like a full size comforter. And they're like, oh, what sorcery is this? What have you done?
Did you not have a mother?
Yes.
And maybe you didn't.
Maybe.
And I know there are different socioeconomic levels, even in Idaho Falls. But this was posted in a for sale group and somebody listed it for $1, I think.
Yeah. Which I think they just did it to, you know,
get attention.
Get it out of there. Yeah.
Right. Well, the comments were hilarious.
You know, and I really do understand putting a mattress up for sale just, you know, for the sake of...
I don't. I think that's like donating used underwear.
Yeah, I kind of get it. Mattresses are sort of different,
especially
though.
One with... I mean, generally speaking, those stains on that mattress are...
Probably pee.
Probably bodily fluids of some kind.
Especially from a twin mattress. Like, it's probably a kid's mattress that they totally wet the bed in.
That was one of the comments.
Yeah.
Why does every mattress that has stains on it look like pee stains? Reply, it's a kid's mattress. It is pee stains.
Yeah, right, right.
Another comment, you can't clean that. Reply, not with that attitude.
I mean, that's the thing. I think they're... If you're in a situation where you genuinely cannot afford a mattress and your only option is to, you know, get a used one, then there are things that could be done to the mattress that could make it serviceable. So yeah, I understand.
I don't think you can clean that.
Not with that attitude. And that's the thing. You also don't necessarily have to clean it. You just have to cover it. I just know I would struggle to throw away a usable mattress. So I understand the folks who posted it.
Other comments. It needs a match. Other comments. Haven't you people heard of washable mattress protectors?
Ooh, honestly, yeah, man, that's the way to go.
And, you know, who got on a live on that? CSI needs to talk to you. Looks like a decomposition stain.
Oof.
You know, when people die on a mattress, that happens.
Uh-huh. It's true. It's true.
Yikes. But my two favorite comments were, that's the good side.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, well, show me the other side.
Right.
And then also, tell us you want someone to haul this to the dump without telling us you want someone to haul this to the dump. And I get it. I know, Carly, you really are a resourceful human being, and you like to, you'd rather donate something than throw it away.
I would, yeah.
I'm a terminate it with extreme prejudice. It is no longer serving its purpose in my life.
Well, and also, if you are someone who needs a mattress, you can actually apply to get a brand new one from the DI.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
I did not know
still new
that.
In the packaging, yes. You know, a lot of people don't know that, but they actually do have relatively, they have either cheap or free brand new furnishings.
That's great. I mean, yeah, if you've got a mattress that looks like this, I wouldn't even donate it, honestly. No. I know there are some people in need, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't donate used underwear.
Right.
Used socks.
I get it. I mean, I think used socks are, depends on how bad the person before who had them was.
Right. Yeah. If they're high quality wool socks that you've, you know, fallen out of love with, sure.
Right. Yeah.
But internet, you did not disappoint on this one.
See, I love a good comment section. You know, people are so witty.
Oh, man. And even in our own comment section, we've got some interesting ones this past week.
We have a couple of them, yeah.
I wonder if we'll get any comments on our very last segment.
Oh, I'm excited for this one. Now, you actually found this and sent it to me because you saw a really interesting comment section.
It looked like a joke.
Yes.
And then I read the comments and there's all sorts of ladies going, oh yeah, I love this thing.
Yeah.
So right. I sent it to you to do with as you pleased.
Right.
And
right.
You actually purchased one.
I did.
We're talking about the Tata towel.
Yeah. I mean, you were basically sending it to me to be like, okay, are they being sarcastic here? Or like, is this actually a product that women use?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I remember seeing the infomercials for this thing way back in the day.
Oh, okay.
And even then I thought, man, that sounds really useful, you know? And here's the thing. So I'm not going to do anything too crazy, but it just goes behind your head and then holds your bits in place.
It's one piece of cloth.
Yeah.
It's an over-the-shoulder boulder holder is what it is.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, honestly. But yeah, so here's the thing. So I am a pretty heavy-chested lady, post-reduction, by the way.
We've observed that on the show before.
Right. Okay, that's the thing that pisses
me off.
So that's one thing that makes me so mad, though, because like I very specifically, like I was hoping that I'd have just teeny little waspy ones when I was done, and there was only so much they could do. So they're still pretty full.
Okay.
You know? But anyway, post-reduction, I still have quite a bit going on there. And something like this is so handy, you know, when you get out of the shower, because gravity is a thing that exists and affects boobs, you know, unlike what every cartoon anime chick would tell you, okay? It does. And so having something that can just wick away any moisture so that it doesn't get uncomfortable is just the best.
Well, and especially this time of year, you have not only, you know, the shower to dry off from, but as you're moving around the house afterwards, you get the swoob.
You do. You absolutely
from what I understand.
You know, and here's the thing. I have definitely had days where it's been so hot in my house that I've wanted to wear just something like this, and that's it. You know, like but this still be and a able pair to do undies.
Like housework. Can you still move around and stuff with that?
Yes, you absolutely can. Wow. It actually stays in place surprisingly well. You know, and if you're just around the house alone, you know, or if it's just you and your partner, then it doesn't really matter. But, you know.
And sorry, Larry from YouTube. We don't have any shots of Carly using it, but have taken some shots. Whatever, dude. We have taken some shots straight from the Tata Towel website.
Right.
Link in post. This is not a paid endorsement or anything. We just think,
Tata Towel, if you want to talk to me.
And get pink, would you?
Yeah. Why do they not have pink?
You wanted it in soft, traditional my pink.
Color.
Hold up your cup.
Yeah, my cup.
Yeah. Like that pink or maybe your battery pack on your phone. Just a note. You know, we only give notes to people we love.
My headphone.
All right.
Everything I own is pink.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, even your couch.
Mm-hmm.
It's an epic couch, by the way.
It's a great couch. I love that couch.
Well, that's our show.
Help us out. Like and subscribe. Tell a friend.
And we want to leave you with something that I try to get every year, and I kind of almost got it this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's some lovely alternating, ultimately in the summer, they look green and red.
Right.
Trees on Hit Road between 1st and CEI, their northernmost parking lot. Basically where you can turn to go into Walmart on Hit, too. But some city planner in Idaho Falls years ago went, ooh, let's get ones that bloom white and pink. So for a brief, beautiful moment in the spring, it'll go about white, pink, white, pink, white, pink. Yeah, about a week. It should be about a week. But the thing is, they don't bloom at the same time.
Right. I think there's only like a day or two of overlap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I got it on this day. You be the judge, but we'll leave you with this footage. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend coming up.
And your Granny McFlurry.
And we'll see you. Our next episode 45 is on Memorial Day. See you then.